We're talking about jobs and the economy. And as you see it from a Libertarian Party perspective, what is the appropriate role for the New Hampshire government to play in the economy?
To have a level playing field. And when I mean level playing field, that whether it's a sole proprietor, small business, or big business, we play under the same rules. There's no special favoritism, that we're treated equally before the government, and that the government's role is really to make sure there's no fraud involved, and so that the consumer is protected, the business partners are protected, and that the state can conduct business fair and properly.
What's interesting about hearing you say that is that when people think of consumer protection, they often think of additional laws, additional regulations, and yet you're saying that actually that might not be the case?
Well, what happens is it's government that grants monopoly. So when you have pollution on property, that's a government license to pollute. And the role of government, if you believe as libertarians, is to protect property rights. Well, if I'm a small guy, how am I going to really protect my property rights unless I go to a court or some agency? And they should be open to that and settle it without too much lawsuits. Instead, what we have is a system where you could delay, or in a case of pollution, if it's a multi-billion-dollar corporation and the maximum fine is $20,000 a day, $20,000 is nothing. So they say, yeah, we can afford to pollute. We'll just pay the fine every day. It doesn't matter to us. But to the small guy living next door to something like that, their life savings is in their building, their property, and now you have this pollution coming onto their property. That's when the government has appropriate role to say, wait a minute, stop. We got to see what's going on here, not punish businesses just for setting up a business, but in the same token, the individual has to be protected also.
I wanted to ask about business taxes, because that's something that's been coming up in a lot of economist studies lately, the idea that maybe to look at New Hampshire's business tax code and whether it's curbing the effectiveness of the economy. You've called for a reduction in business taxes. To what level, and what do you see then as the outcome?
Well, I like to see a lot of small business start up. If you start up a small business, basically, there's a lot of loans coming from your family, and technically under New Hampshire business enterprise tax structure, you need to, quote, declare those loans and pay tax on those loans, even if it's from a bank. So let's say you have a process-intensive business, and you need to get a loan of $1 million, $500,000, you're paying tax on that loan. You shouldn't have to do that. That's not your money yet. It's crazy.
And so then at that point, then what would you see? Do you see the rate coming down?
I think we have to look at it in such that if you're taking a loan that it's not your money, that the government shouldn't be taxing it until it is your money. And then you can say, okay, well, certain percentage tax or whatever. But you have to have these legitimate expenses in business. And you can't start pulling money out of a corporation if there's no money to be pulled.
Now, what we've seen in the last few years is we've seen through organizations like the Department of Resources and Economic Development, a concerted effort by state government to try and bring businesses into the state. So seeing that as a role of the government in the economic sector. Now, a number of New Hampshire's neighbors have been doing the same thing, and they've been pushing for these sort of public-private partnerships. Is there a concern if going forward there's companies that are trying to decide between New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Vermont, Maine, that they will see those efforts as more beneficial for them, at least in the short term, and that New Hampshire might lose out if we're not then offering something comparable on our side of the border?
We have to offer an environment that is, again, equal to all. We should not be bribing businesses to here. We should be advertising that this is a good place to do business, what our long-term stability is, how we don't have an income tax, so we can you can reward the high earners that sacrificed a lot during their startups. But you see places that like North Carolina, where they actually bribe businesses, tax abatements and things like that, now they're really suffering because a total downturn in their revenue is hurting their whole state, that they had to drastically cut back. The cutbacks in New Hampshire have not been as drastic as some of these Rust Belt states or these incubator states that poured a lot of money into their system.
If the government, as you're saying, is interfering in the economy by its size, and that scaling it back would improve the economy, what you would have in the short term would be public sector job cuts. You'd have people who are working for the state government who would be losing those jobs. And in time, it sounds like the idea would be that private sector job growth would pick up and those people would find jobs, but it wouldn't be in a week or 2 weeks or maybe a month. It would be at some point in the future. So assuming that that would be how it plays out, that eventually the private sector picks up enough that those public sector people who were laid off are finding jobs, what do you say to them and to the state as a whole to say, we may see a short-term dip in the economy, even if there's a long-term benefit, and that's okay? Is that what you would have to say to the state?
Yes, I would have to say that to the state. We have what is the big monkey on all our backs, every state, not just New Hampshire, is the federal government and their deficit spending. That is hurting our businesses here in New Hampshire more than, say, the effects that the state of New Hampshire government does, because the cost of money, the ability to get loans from the international market for globalization of our products has an effect. If we take a short-term hit, it is better to be a short-term quick hit than a long-term steady decline in recession-type atmosphere because of our policies of not rewarding growth, not rewarding the people who produce things, who want to manufacture things. We have to make it easy because the rest of the world wants to eat our lunch, and they can. We have to be smarter how we do things. Sure, handmade assembly is not going to be New Hampshire model. It's too expensive. But we have talented engineers where we can build automated plants that are clean, fast, efficient, and high paying. One manufacturing job typically supports 3 to 5 additional jobs through support jobs through transportation, through entertainment industry, because the people feel more comfortable working. They have a lot of spent disposable income. So your hairdressers' businesses increase, the restaurants increase, tourism increase. We have to foster this environment. And I think the key is manufacturing. And unfortunately, there's not enough manufacturing in the area. And I'd like to see more.
And how do you do that then without trying to, without doing what you see the government as doing, which is playing too large a role in charting the course of the economy?
I would like to see the state agencies work together so that there's a fast path permitting process so that somebody wants to build a new plant, they can do it in 18 months, not 3 to 5 years, which means we have to be conscious of, again, of our environmental efforts and things like that. But we have to make sure the process is quick, fast, as long as there's no crazy or unusual circumstances. That should be relatively easy. And I think that's the key, and that's where we win. If we had to compete down south, they have vast amount of acreage with practically no regulations, and factories just build super big factories. But the main point is we have a talented workforce in various disciplines, and I think New Hampshire has that kind of environment that attracts that.
I wanted to ask another question about taxes, because on your website you say as taxes start to go down, you would start to institute user fees to fund the services that government still provides. And I wanted to ask if there are any cases where that could potentially curb the economy just in a different way, because with taxes, you can at least say that if they're across the board and proportional according to the state constitution, that everybody's at least paying something, whereas a user fee on, say, using the highway system could curb the businesses that are trying to transport goods in and out of the state.
We have a user fee on the highway now. We have two different type of highway systems. One is the normal highway system that we're used to, and the other is the turnpike. The turnpike is its own authority, and there's some legal implications in the way it works. But the reason it works the way it works, and that's why we can have a state liquor store out there. There's no federal funds. So we can have a liquor store right on the highway. So that highway is already based on user fees. And if you look at the highways through the state, you'll see that the turnpike gets the most notice, if you will, because it produces a lot of revenue. It has the revenue it needs to work, and so it works, that user fee. I'm still one of these people that don't believe in Easy Pass because of my privacy. So I'm willing to pay that dollar as opposed to getting the discount using an Easy Pass transponder.
All right, last question, and this is one we're asking of every candidate. As you propose and campaign on these ideas, what would you tell Granite Staters to look for in 2 years to see whether or not they're better off economically than they are here in 2012?
Well, I would tend to say that business is an environment where you see the strip malls with vacant signs now full. I would say that you want to start a business, you don't have to worry about somebody coming over your back and telling you, you can't do it this way, you can't do it that way, that you're free to innovate, to be an entrepreneur, and that the state will help you by showing you the forms, by helping you through the process, instead of trying to punish you or tell you you can't do anything worthy.
John Babiarz, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.